Hey, comedian Adam Newman here, letting you know about Pussy Boys, a brand new podcast I co-host with my funny friends where real men talk about their love of cats. So tune into Pussy Boys on the Seltzer Kings Network and like, listen, subscribe, write us a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. That's Pussy Boys, all Z's. Trust me, you don't want to go where the S's take you. It's gross.
Oh my God! Roll down the window.
Oh, that sounds like Ned farted on the car. Thanks, Ned.
Oh, okay.
All right, here we go. Welcome to the Adventures of Danny Mike. In front of me, right here to the bottom left, Mr. Danny Tamborelli.
Hello.
And right above him, with the third eye blind, Mr. Michael C. Marona.
You see, not to me. We're caddy corner in my view.
And our special guest for the entire hour, a bit of a makeup episode here because I fucked up the last one or the venue or something. Danville, Illinois' own Mr. Ned Luke, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow.
Oh my God. Danville, Illinois' own.
I only said that because
Danville kid.
I looked it up and the town next to me in Ohio is Danville. So I was like, whoa.
Oh yeah.
Have to bring it up.
Yeah, well, Danville, Illinois, baby. It's not the end of the world, but you can see it from there.
So how are you, Ned? Obviously, you're the we played Danny's father in the Grand Theft Auto 5.
Yes, that was the official character's name, Danny's father.
Danny's father.
You played the role of Danny's father. How did this feel?
It felt really good.
Because, felt shitty. You know, he stole your boat. Yeah.
Yeah. You did a lot of dumb stuff. A
lot of dumb shit.
You know what? That was the best though. Those were the best scenes when scenes like with Danny were awesome, fun scenes because we got to do crazy shit. You know, a lot of times with the other guys, I didn't get to do real crazy shit. You know,
yeah.
You just got to yell a lot, beat up people.
And yeah, with Danny was always something stupid. I don't know why.
I sat on Ned's face.
It's Danny, I think.
Stupid how, I'm wondering. Stupid how.
Yeah, give us at least an example. Other than sitting on
Well, God, that about says it all right there. Get sat on my face. You know? I mean, right? If he didn't need a fart of him, he did it, I'd have killed him. But he didn't, so it was okay.
Yeah, it was
Ned, okay. Ned mastered the art of percolating in a suit with balls and you could really... Time. You really had to, taking a pee was real easy in the suit because you could just kind of, you know, whip it out, take a pee, pull your, you know, just pull it out, pull it back in. But if you got to take a poop, you got to take a poop, you got to get it re-rommed, which means you got to do this.
You know what I did? I looked like, it was really rough because if you've ever seen video of Alfie taking one, that's kind of like how it was. You're kind of like, you're working it up and you're trying to hold it. You don't want anyone to know.
I told someone that was like, wow, that's really messed up that you took video of your kid trying to poop and put it on the internet. And I said, look, if he is upset about any of those things, any of these videos that I make with him that he's upset about, I'll let him recreate them with me.
Hmm.
Exactly. So, and here's a question for you. What parent doesn't have video of their kid trying to take a poop?
Yeah, you're not a good parent if you don't have that video.
Yeah, I got video of Bubba doing it. You know what he said? He said, he goes, you gotta get out of here. You're gonna get stink right on the camera.
You're gonna get stink right on the camera.
That's a smart kid. That kid is concerned for others too. He's got a heart.
Yes, he was. He was a very smart kid. I don't know what happened. Oh, wait, we're talking about my kid. I thought we were talking about Danny again.
Oh, no, that's okay. Yeah, I know.
The way you and Danny talk about farting, it's almost like working in this very unique, you know, admittedly, I'm not used to, but some people are I'm fascinated by, a lot of people are fascinated by the ping pong ball genre of filmmaking and video game construction. it's almost like, you know, unconstrained by the studio system, you two are able to carry around your own personal, it's like being able to carry around a vinyl chair all day to store up your farts and and kind of unleash them at each other when you want to.
There's no release either, you know, this is
my innovation to the genre. I think I'm going to help you with like a venting tube that you can sort of direct at the other person.
Yes, exactly. Well, listen, I'm going to tell you something. There was plenty of it on our set, pal. Stephen Ogg was probably the biggest farter of all.
I would have to agree.
He's a methane actor.
A methane actor. I love that. I might have earned the methane actor tag.
Mike is a methane podcaster. And sometimes he farts onto the microphones.
Are you saying that I'm the fart king? Did I just claim another crown, Dan?
You claimed another crown. Yeah.
Without competition. Old baloney slaps over here trying to bow out, tap out gracefully. It doesn't happen like that. You slap out. That's how you slap.
Jeremy's farts sound like baloney slaps. That's what we say.
Jeremy farts get him a solo room. On tour.
Nice.
That's what those farts get you.
If I had it recorded, I'd play it for you, but
there are no microphones that can detect those frequencies.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not like Mike.
I've experienced something in my many years of being exposed to prolific farters that I've probably come across two of those at least.
That's interesting. I wonder if they're like fingerprints in which everyone is unique, or if they're like, or if they're like yoga studios where if you go to 10 of them, you've gone to every single one.
Yeah. Well, don't say that to my wife, because every yoga studio is not like every other yoga studio. Okay.
Or if they're like kombucha recipes where you've had 5 of them, you've had every single one.
Yeah. Danny, were you on the set when that one dude came and brought all that kombucha stuff?
No, thank God.
The guy who Trevor raped or whatever, he was like in the first one too. He was like a big muscle guy. He was like a workout guy. And he brought all his kombucha stuff or whatever the hell it is. Oh my God. He made everybody drink it. It was the worst shit ever.
Delicious.
I hate it.
Oh no. It was the worst shit ever. And the after effect was the worst shit ever as well.
Oh, well, that's what it's meant to do.
Oh, well then it's not just a clever name. Like the shitty Beatles.
The shitty Beatles, not just a clever name.
It's not just a clever name.
We can't get through an episode without somebody making a Wayne's World reference.
A Wayne's World.
That's all right.
So what you're saying is, Danny? No, more about Ned's unable to handle kombucha.
I can't even pronounce it.
You can't handle it. That's the problem. You can't handle it.
You can't handle the kombucha.
You can't handle the kombucha.
Guys, the thing is that it really chafes Mike in a weird way, because his baby mama, is that what we call? I don't know. She makes kombucha, and she has scobies. Oh, really? You know what a scoby is?
I have scabies. She has scobies.
Right,
that's a difference.
Right. Exactly. Mike had scabies, and she had scobies. Scobies are
scabies? What like, is that when you get
Ned, you're around my age. Did you ever play Metroid when you were younger on the Nintendo? Super Metroid, for example, on the Super Nintendo?
No, because I never had the Nintendo.
Or friggin' awesome Metroid on the friggin' awesome Nintendo? Do you have any of those?
No, I never had the Nintendo. I just got my first Nintendo Switch.
Okay, Switch. Oh, what are you enjoying playing on that?
I don't play on it. My son does.
I love
Mario, Super Mario Kart.
You bought?
Who doesn't love?
GTA Come on. 5 too, I think. Right? What do you play on that? PS4?
Oh no, I have a PS360 for that. That's like the only game that I have for the PS360.
That was the name.
I've got that on my Xbox.
Okay.
One, and we also have it on the PS4.
Nate, do you?
But it's not available on the Switch.
Not at all?
No.
Oh.
Well, no GTA on the Switch, man. It's Switchless.
Nintendo wants to kill you with different, you know, like swords that don't actually go through you. They just bump into you and make a heart in the sky, and then, you know, Nintendo.
Yeah, and then we got kiddos. Yeah, and then they got like haunted mansions and shit now too that you got to run around in and stuff. And you know, I'm not very good on the Switch.
Mario has earned that. Mario like went through a lot of dragon stuff and all that, and then he also drove a race car and beat like a monkey and all that. So I think he's earned a little bit of just like house hunting. You know.
Yeah. Well, we
this haunted mansion, a night in the mansion type of action.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah. My 5-year-old nephew thinks so too. So
we probably both agree with a nap. Look at me. Look at me. I'm vanishing. We probably both agree with a nap.
Exactly.
That's good.
No, they got all. He plays. I got a 5 and a 6-year-old nephews. Great nephews. Who they're great nephews because I'm old, and they both have their Switches. And I got them those games for their birthdays, and they play that shit like crazy. And then my kid Bubba, he plays Pokemon still, and
look, if he's going to college, he's going to college next year. You got to tell him if he wants to play Pokemon,
he's got
to
buckle down. Yeah,
he's got to do it underneath the covers.
He's got a Pokemon. When his roommate falls
asleep.
Dude, he's 6'3", 215. He'll play wherever the fuck he wants.
Looks like he's going to Pokemon go to class whenever he wants.
He was a big baseball player, right? Is he still playing baseball?
Bubba, Charmander, Luke.
Yeah. That's what he's going to school for.
Nice. Very good.
Yeah, he's going to school to play ball. In fact, that's what we were just doing. We were just up there looking at housing, apartments.
Ooh.
Because, yeah, so we got to get an apartment for him to go to school in.
He doesn't have to live on campus?
Just get him an RV.
They don't have any on campus where he's going. He's going to go JUCO because when we moved down to Georgia, you know, because he had offers up in the north.
If he wears a pair of JNCOs, he can just stay in the shoes when he goes, stay in the jeans when he goes to JUCO.
Well, that's true. That's true, too.
He had offers in the Northeast, but he didn't want to.
He didn't want to go to school up there. He wants to play ball down here in you know, the South.
It's arguably a better region to play baseball in, right?
Well, yeah. And we were listen to this. Our high school team that we came down here to play. I was ranked 4th in the nation, and you know, it was a beast mode team. And so, you know, he'd be scouted like crazy by all the Southern scouts. So the season got canceled. So nobody saw him. So he's going to go to JUCO and they'll see him there. And then he'll end up like somewhere nice or drafted or something. Who knows what will happen. But he's throwing like 90 now. So he's pretty good.
Wow.
Jesus. I sometimes go into the, you know, where they throw the baseball.
Batting cage?
So that, yeah, it's called the bat. What is it called? The batting what?
The batting cage?
Yeah, I've gone into the batting cage in the 80 mile an hour one just to see if I can hit it. I'm like,
see if you can touch
one,
it.
I'm like 1 for 10. I can touch it once and then I whiff the rest.
Yeah.
And by touch it, I mean graze it.
I start swinging immediately after I
put the coin in. Yeah.
You know, up by the mall, the Glendale Gallery, Gallery. What's that gallery over there? It's by Sepulveda. Sherman Oaks Gallery.
Yes.
And there was a big old, like, miniature golf place with batting cages. And I would go in there and go on the fastest cage and hit. And I used a wide open stance, Danny. So I would hit balls. And I swear to God, I hit them off my foot more than I hit them, on the thing. I used to hit my foot all the time. I jammed myself.
Larry Craig batting, Senator Larry Craig batting style with the wide open stance.
Yes.
Balls off the foot.
Yes, exactly. Whatever that means.
How does your wife like your crow toes, though?
No, they're good. I got good toes, man. My toes are sexy.
What?
Sexy toes.
You heard it here.
Red Luke has sexy toes.
What? Yes, very. What would be your preferred batting stance? Like, I would go for the Ruben Sierra because I like the dangling of the bat above the head. You know what I mean? Like the
Ruben Sierra had a crazy stance, or Euclid. Kevin Euclid's very straight to knob.
stroke the knob.
Mike, who's your go-to?
Well, really the shaft. You're just stroking the shaft, you know, like the handle, the hosel.
Right.
The bat.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It sounds very sexy when you say it that way, doesn't it?
I like the Julio Franco stance. That's similar too. Cool.
That was a good stance. Yeah. That was a good stance. But no, now it's all about being square. Square now wide, square. You know, no open stances or anything like that, man. And just hands to the ball. These guys down here throw like 90, 92, 93. So you can't do any messing around, man. You got to get right to the ball, man. It's brutal.
I find it fascinating that it still changes based on like what kind of pitcher, you know, like it's weird to think about. It's like baseball has been around for so long. How do you stand? I don't know. Yeah. You stand the way you stand. Hit the fucking ball.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. Well, you think about a pitcher pitching from a windup as opposed to a stretch. You know, you're thinking about just the difference of situation.
Well, yeah, but nowadays a lot of pitchers pitch exclusively from the stretch.
But that's an evolution. That's because people started to either steal signs or they started to steal on their motions because they picked up on their motions.
Yeah, or it's just about being direct in a direct line to the plate, you know, whatever it is, you know, like less movement, you know, keep it simple. But it's everybody throws so freaking hard now, man. It's just like you take Shohei Ohtani, but he had a big, huge leg kick, right? And he couldn't hit anything all spring training. And then Pujols told him, you know, hey, you might want to cut down the leg kick and put his foot on the ground. And he just started crushing the ball. So it's all about timing, man. Wherever he gets to the ball.
Syndergaard, you know, he threw that great nickname at Bartolo Colon. He called him Big Sexy. I didn't know that was where the nickname came from. Did you know that?
That's one of the best nicknames in the history of baseball.
Big Sexy.
The Big Sexy, especially who it's applied to.
It's like, it's great because it's, you know, it's like three syllables. It's all you need.
Yeah.
Like the football.
Well, with a body like that, you might need about another 12 syllables, but he's definitely the Big Sexy. There's no question.
Like the football best nickname has always been Pocket Hamster, right?
What the heck is that?
Yeah, that's Jack. It sounds like by a running back.
It sounds like a bestiality version of Pocket Pool.
Isn't that Pocket Hamster?
Yeah. Who's
Pocket Hamster?
Richard Gere's football name is Pocket Hamster.
His high school nickname. No, you know what the best football one was? You remember when they had the what was it, the XFL or whatever it was? How about this one? T Hate Me. Remember that?
No.
That's
ridiculous.
And it was on his jersey. His jersey said on the back, T Hate Me.
I was talking about Maurice Jones-Drew, who is no longer in the league, I don't think.
I know who you're talking about.
The old
pocket. Oh, is that Pocket Jaguar?
Yeah, he was
Pocket Jaguar. Now that's Richard Gears.
It was a summer in baseball.
Rest in peace.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, Richard Gere died. Did you know that, man?
What? No way.
Yeah, Richard Gere died today.
Idiots.
Oh, my God. That's horrible.
Net for the listener,
right up, he lived right up by me in New York.
How far up, Ned?
Couple towns over. His kid actually played baseball against my kid.
Yeah,
growing up.
Oh,
for the listener, well, don't worry. Danny's really smiling.
Don't worry.
Breaking news! He's back from the dead. Breaking news! He's just revived.
Okay, so Danny pulled one on me, huh? All right. I see how you're rolling here. We don't get that kind of news down here in Georgia.
What is it? Mostly just soda? It's just limited to like Coca-Cola updates, really?
Mostly. Hey, man.
Uh-oh.
What?
Danny's shitting the bed here. He's crapping out. There he is. There he is. He's back.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
That's what happens when you start trying to pull pranks on me, Danny.
I know. I don't mean it. I just, from that one time where my Wikipedia was changed to say that I tragically was playing pond hockey and fell through the ice and died.
I thought that that was like an it's. I thought that was an It's a Wonderful.
That was a fat joke either.
No, I thought it was an It's a Wonderful Life mixed with a Mighty Ducks reference. Is what I was.
I'm sorry, dude. I didn't mean to put that on there. I thought it would be funny.
Yeah, really, really hurt, you know?
I got tired of people calling my kid Jimmy when he was playing baseball.
Oh, I'm still Bubba. I'm sorry about that. No, that's messed up. Sorry, Bubba. Dude,
that's what they would do. Like, we're playing
apologize.
Like arch rival, right? And he's up there. He would come up the bat, and these kids would be in the dugout going, Jimmy!
Not funny. Yeah,
trying to get under his skin, right? And all it did was piss him off. So the first time we played these guys, he hits a walk-off, right? And we win. And then, you know, he pushed it. But then we got to play him again on Tuesday, on the following Thursday, right? The next day and a half later, whatever it was, 2 days later. And we're playing him, and he comes in. We're in a really tight game, second and third, and everything's Jimmy. Every single time he comes up, every time he does anything, it's all Jimmy. They think they're getting him. So they bring him in the pitch, second and third, nobody out. He strikes out three guys in a row, right? And every pitch was Jimmy. Now our team started yelling Jimmy. both teams are yelling Jimmy.
They're rooting him on.
Right? And so he strikes out the side. We score a bunch of runs. Then we put another guy in to pitch. Bubba goes to third base. This kid gives up a bunch of runs back. So they bring him back in the last inning, right? And they bring him back in to pitch again. Same kind of situation. He strikes out the side. And when he's done, he turns over and he does like a flex pose at these guys. And he goes, Jimmy!
Yes, yes.
It was
that's the only way.
Oh my God! You have no idea how many times he's been called Jimmy on the baseball field because people think it gets to him. But all it does is you know make him want to beat you.
Yeah, well that's good. So, maybe the scouts should start knowing that. It's weird. It's weird. Yeah, Bubba was his nickname, but now they just call him Jimmy.
Even his own teammates.
Pretty soon it's gonna be just Jim Bub.
Jimbo. Do you get on your Instagram all the time, Ned? Do you just get people being like, "Hey, Mike. Hey, Michael. Hey, Michael."
Oh yeah.
It's like constantly. Yeah. They don't. That's
everybody
how,
wants to know about GTA.
That's how gamers engage.
When's GTA 6 coming out? When's GTA 6 coming out?
I don't know.
Do you have a solution to the Mount Chiliad mystery?
That leads me to my next question.
In the itchy and scratchy interactive CD-ROM, how does one get the potion, the wizard potion?
How does one get the wizard potion? Well,
Mike's hasn't been able to play GTA 5 yet, so there's still a lot to learn.
Yeah, my PS360 needs some hard firmware updates, really hard.
Oh, sorry, man.
Hard firmware updates, the firmest of hard firmware updates.
My 6-year-old nephew, right, comes up to me yesterday and he goes, Uncle Ned, I saw you on the Auto 5.
Uh-oh.
I saw you on the Auto 5. And he goes, I said, dude, what are you doing watching? You can't be watching that. You're 6 years old. He started like getting all sheepish and shit. he goes, well, I know, but you were in the Auto 5 and I saw it. I couldn't help it. And then my 3-year-old niece, his little sister, goes, yeah, you were in the Auto 5. I heard you. You were cussing.
Oh, God.
Let me introduce you to my friend Danny, who played Jimmy. Yeah. He also cusses.
Gosh. Yeah.
So that's coming well,
the
for
amount,
you,
the amount of little kids, the amount of little kids that have played that game that
and have been twisted,
at some
and
point.
Been twisted by it.
Oh my God!
In life,
dude, it's unbelievable.
And been like, yeah, I play the like 10-year-old kid being like, I beat the whole game. I'm like, you're 10 years old. You shouldn't be playing this game,
dude. 10. Check this out. Okay, you know the cameo thing. You know cameo where you do the shout out thing.
Oh no! Oh no!
Yes. So I'm on that, right?
Are you on cameo?
Yeah, I'm on there. I get money the other day. Yeah. What the hell? Who cares? I get the cameo shout out request the other day. my 4-year-old loves your game. You make him laugh so hard. I sent back a thing and I said, I don't do cameo Michael DeSanta shout outs for 4-year-olds. Sorry.
I draw the line.
4 years old.
Yeah.
I drew the line at 7. I had one go, well, he's not an ordinary 7-year-old. He's, yeah, no kidding. He's a corrupted 7-year-old because you're corrupting him, you stupid ass.
He's not an ordinary 7-year-old.
Not anymore.
Yeah, well, you know, when you see people getting raped and drugged and cars and stolen and going to the
mommy,
strip
can
club
you swing around
7
the pole?
Years old.
Mommy, can you swing around the pole? That'd be great.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Have you ever experienced turbulence on a flight and wondered why?
And you can see all the terrain around you. You've got no issue with visibility or anything?
No, everything's peachy.
Maybe you've sat on the tarmac for hours wondering why your plane isn't moving.
Well, we're outside here. They're saying the ramp is closed. They won't let us park because of Air Force One.
Listen in on the conversations between pilots and air traffic controllers on the Air Traffic Out of Control podcast.
510 is declaring an emergency. There's smoke in the cabin. I need to make a landing right now on 31 left.
We have the most interesting, wild, and funny ATC recordings you will ever hear. Check out Air Traffic Out of Control wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
It's funny, they didn't realize how typecast it really was, because Ned Leake is very much a Michael DeSanta.
Character.
They're doing a Zoom thing, right?
Hardened criminal, bank robber, murderer, very heavy drinker.
No.
With a heart of gold.
And with a heart of gold, yes. Who sees a therapist?
I thought I was the good guy. Oh my god!
I couldn't. I never killed you. I always killed Trevor.
I killed Trevor just about 3 weeks ago.
Oh, did.
I played it just for the hell of it, and because I was in lockdown.
I've still never played the game, so I can't really relate.
Oh my god, that's okay.
We'll talk about it for you, Mike.
Yeah, geez.
Well, because you know, you only get given, you're in this video game, but you only get one of those video games.
And you only get one shot once in a lifetime,
And Mike was upset that he didn't get one, and I wouldn't buy him one.
You didn't get one to give him?
Anything.
Yeah, well, that's kind of how it goes, I guess.
That's just the way
it is. You at least got a couple t-shirts, right?
Not even that.
No?
Nah, you'd think so, right?
Well, you know, I always wear my Danny and Mike podcast t-shirt when I go to Comic Cons and stuff.
That's great.
I do see it.
Thank you.
I do see you wearing them in pictures. We appreciate it.
Absolutely.
You ought to be in pictures. More pictures.
Checks.
Yeah. I should be in pictures. Dude, you don't believe
at the post office, you should be in pictures.
I know. There too. You guys should all move down to Atlanta. Busy down here.
We could make our own movie studio down there. I heard it, there's a lot of room.
There is. There's a ton of room, man. But it's being filled up fast.
This sounds like
everybody's coming down here.
It's okay. We'll ask Tyler Perry.
Hold
just
some
ask
space
Tyler
for
Perry
us.
For some space in his Thank place. You. Yeah, that's all. my uncle and my aunt and my three cousins and
shout out to people who are actually putting their money where their mouth is right now and buying people's groceries and shit like that, as opposed to singing Imagine or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, shout out to Tyler
Perry. You know what? Actually,
I may not like his movies, but he's fucking spending money on people who are hungry.
I got groceries today delivered here. And the guy, who delivered my groceries was driving like a nice 2015 to 2019 two-door expensive Mercedes. And I was
nice.
I was like, wow, like this is, oh my God, this quarantine's looking good on you, man. And I was surprised that, you know, everyone's got to eat, man.
Absolutely.
That seems like an expensive,
got to pay for that car.
No shit, man. So he's a DoorDash delivery guy.
That's volunteer work a lot too, you know.
I guess no. Yeah. I tip. I'm a $10 tipper on all my groceries.
Yeah, I don't think Danny's got volunteer workers dropping off groceries at his house.
It depends, you
know. Don't you drag your ass to the grocery store, throw a mask on that mug, and go get your own fucking groceries.
Because then he doesn't get recognized until he says something. He's like, "Give me some of those things," and they're like, "Oh, I recognize that voice. Oh. Were you that pugnacious youth from Grand Theft Auto 5?
You know,
I remember you from my PS360. That voice is inescapable. Okay.
I missed
Did your dad really throw a chair through the TV?
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. You know what? That's something that I'd like to know, how you do that in mocap suits. Is
got to be some Foley action, bro.
Just X on
it. Throw the chair through the TV?
Yeah.
That was actually pretty cool, wasn't it, Danny?
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Wait, there was an action?
First I was cracking up because Danny laid Hermaphra Dude on me.
I did say Hermaphra Dude. That's true.
And then I think that's my favorite. No, it wasn't written that way. You did it that way. It was written Hermaphrodite.
No, he said Hermaphrodite.
You changed it to Hermaphra Dude.
Because he's a stupid
it.
Because he's a stupid idiot kid. That's why.
Yeah.
Jimmy's a dumb
shit. But anyway, and then so they had like this mesh wire fence thing the size of a big screen TV. Up there, and then I just grew through a chair and I smashed it into that thing as hard as I could, man. It was awesome.
So it was kind of like a wrestling match.
Five times. Yeah, it was great. It was great. And then the best part was this knucklehead forgot to take his headset off. We were walking off, so I had to take his headset off and toss it on the bed. That was one of my favorite little things.
Wake up!
Oh, right.
And it stayed in the game, right? Remember, Danny? It stayed in the game. And then the other thing that was cool was when Trevor showed up the first time and we had that great scene going. You're an asshole. You're really an asshole. You know that? And I took his weed from him.
They kept trying to throw out this like these like UK lingo for weed, and I was like, this ain't gonna fly. Like this is not
four ounces
of weed. We're gonna call it a quap, okay? This is 4 ounces of weed. It's a quap, okay?
What?
A quarter pounder.
Quap.
Really? Because I keep hearing hermaphrodite. This a cop that.
Go away.
Yeah.
You go watch Veneer Entertainment. Go watch. Go away.
Dan, how did you prepare for this character of Jimmy?
Just go away.
How did you prepare for the character of Jimmy the Pugnacious
How did I prepare
scam?
For it?
Yeah.
I grew up in northern New Jersey in an upper middle class society, and I went to school with a bunch of dick shits. And I just harnessed that.
Did you say dick shits?
Yeah, dick
shits. You know what he said? You know what he said one time in a panel that we did? He said that he played he played those guys that he grew up with. He didn't even have the balls to admit that he was just playing himself. He was playing himself instead of playing with himself.
He's like, I went to school with a lot of guys like me, but I can't say that, so I'm just gonna say.
You always gotta blame other people. Come on, that's how this works.
Yeah, exactly.
Put the blame.
Oh my God.
The other person, get the hell out of there.
Well,
I like how you remember things that I say in
which things.
Well, Mike, things that you say in panels and then things that I say in panels.
he froze again. Danny is actually froze again. Three,
Danny's frozen.
One, and Danny.
Poor Danny.
He's frozen again, just like he was on set half the time.
I'll remember. Hey, oh, we didn't even get to hear that one.
We hear you. We don't see you.
Poor Danny.
You're frozen on what looks like your adult contemporary album.
For the listener, Danny's back, and there wasn't much to his interlude.
Okay. No, not much to
me. Oh, there's Danny.
And me being frozen all the time, it just means that meant that whenever
Let it go, let it go.
It just means whenever Slink was there that we were smoking weed in my car beforehand. That's all.
That's exactly what that means. There's no question about that.
When you have a guy that comes from Los Angeles, California. He's here in New York, and he's bugging out because he can't get any weed. And he looks at me like, well, can you help? And I was like, well, do you want to go into the glove box of my car?
So he had to break into your car.
That is true. I didn't put that together.
One solid clock.
No.
And then Slink came back and going, yo, man, shit, man, you got a clump in there, bro. Shit, we're good now. Slink is out of his mind, man. That's my dude there. I love that guy. He's so stinking funny.
Slink didn't know what hit him.
He what?
Jesus. And then became Black Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Black Jesus.
You know, look, all of us...
Now everyone's froze.
For Lipitor.
Nice.
Lipitor.
It's got to be one of the statin drugs. One of the statins.
No, it was diabetes.
Oh, it was diabetes.
Diabetes.
Yeah. Trulicity. Paid the bills for about 2 years.
Yeah, man. Hey.
Trulicity, I was always wondering if that was a Joss Whedon pilot. I really did. I thought that was a Joss Whedon line. For sure. Trulicity could have been anything. You know what I mean? It's one of those things that, like, it could be sci-fi, it could be fantasy, it could be medieval, it could be future. You never know.
Well, when they told me that I had an audition for it, I thought they were bringing back Felicity and I was going to play a principal.
Ah. Oh, shit.
They don't hear very well. It turned out to be.
Well, that's why. Isn't that why you take Trulicity?
Yeah. You know what, dude?
The whole family? No, you can go. Family,
go ahead.
Guys, I had commercial audition, and I don't know how long that was for meds. That's all it is meds.
There's a lot of money. There's a lot of pharmaceutical advertising money to be spent right now. That's the deal.
Yes. Yeah, I walked in on I went for the blue pill one time. They just took one look at me and said, "Nah, that guy, he ain't using that."
That
shit.
Guy's too sexy. That guy looks like his dick works too well. We can't use
him. They looked at him and said, "This guy fucks."
Yeah. When you walk in, itching your ankle, you know, they're like,
"Oh shit!"
So Danny, what were you going to ask? What were you going to say?
Yeah. You guys are going to relocate from New York down there? Are you looking at houses too down there?
No, we already did. We moved down to Target.
It's over, bro. They sold the kombucha stand already. You didn't know about that?
Yeah. Yeah, the kombucha stand's closed, man. The yoga factory's closed, and we're in Suwanee, Georgia.
Ooh.
Oh, Suwanee. Yeah. All right.
I've been through there.
Yeah, Suwanee.
There's a cool like Allman Brothers festival that's in Suwanee, right?
Yeah. You know what? Yeah. Hey, and I'm not shitting you. It's busy down here. Well, not now, but there's more work down here than there is in New York by a long shot.
I do not doubt it. I do not doubt it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I booked right before the pandemic hit. I'm supposed to be shooting in a couple weeks and it got pushed back, but I booked a big film. Big film starring a little short guy.
Nice.
Who's very funny.
Willow Part 2. A lot of fun.
Yes, that's it. And I don't know what it's going to be now, though. Probably not. Willow Part 2. Is it that or was it Risky Business Part 3?
Oh, okay. Oh, wow.
Mission Impossible 7. Mission Impossible 7.
Yeah, they shoot on the moon or some shit like that.
Yeah, he's trying to plan a shoot.
He's shooting on Mars, I think.
Mars,
right?
Yeah, he's skipping the moon. He's going straight to Mars because that's the alpha
moon. Because he wants L. Ron Hubbard to have a part in the film, and like that's where that fucking clown
is. That's where he's hanging out. Yeah, I think we should just shoot him up in a rocket and figure out how he gets back on his own.
I think there's going to be they're going to insist on rehearsals for that type of stuff.
Yeah, well,
not in a post-pandemic world, they're not. No rehearsals.
No rehearsals.
Yeah, we gotta do the straight.
Well, we're gonna rehearse quick. One take wonders only.
Yeah. You guys didn't grab those mocap suits. You could have made a little iPhone action, a little mocap suit. You could have been in any movie moving forward that you wanted. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, that was a good idea.
That's true.
Just saying.
That's true.
Next time.
That's true.
Nick, did you play any of the they brought me back to do a little reprise of Jimmy for a DLC that they did. Did you play any of that? The casino heist.
Oh, and
what are you with spoilers? I've never played the game. Of course, I want to know about the DLC.
Dude, I didn't go into the casino heist yet. They actually brought you back for that?
Yeah, they brought me in for a couple of days. It was kind of hilarious. I think because you'll never know who you killed in GTA 5, whoever it is. So it's like I've just been taken in by Jay Clates. And I'm just
by Lester.
It's a family friend, and like, yeah, Lester gives me a job at his arcade. That's like a front for, you know, trying to take down this casino. But it was very fun go back and do Jimmy again. Did Jimmy again, and was like, oh, he's like a little bit less of a shit, but he's still a fucking dumb shit. He's trying to. His whole thing is that he's trying to start his vape company, which is like classic Jimmy. Like, oh yeah, man, I'm just trying to like start my vape company. No big deal.
That sounds like you'd mostly. It sounds like you'd mostly work on the logo for the company. Like that would be your job.
Right. Or me talking about how I'm good for management because I worked at a burger joint. Oh, yeah, no, I'm really good, like, upper management. Like, I worked for at least a week managing, like, the burger shot and, like, so stupid. It was funny to be back in the arena.
Yeah, I'm still waiting. Solo and I are both still waiting for that to happen.
No,
That would be fun. That would be fun if we could get to do something.
Well, we just need to strap on the balls once more.
Strap
on those balls. They're sagging a little more than they used to, but you know.
Well, look, that's a sign of a true adult if you can sit on your own balls. So, wait, no, is that not true? I'm sorry. I thought that's something that Ned taught me a long time ago.
I know Ned said that Bubba was throwing. I know Ned said Bubba was throwing about 90 right now. Gerard's throwing about 120. He's sleeping for about 120 minutes a day. Heavy naps. Heavy naps right now.
That's one of the secrets to being like a badass later. Is you get your sleep when you're little.
Nice.
Get your Z's in.
The funny thing is, like, we had, I said in the beginning this was the makeup episode because we had a live show scheduled and Ned was the guest.
And it was corrupted.
Yeah, well, it was. But Mike was at the hospital having a baby, which is now like 4 years old.
I remember that.
I'd say I look pretty good for having had a baby just a few years ago.
I think so too, you know. And
I'm shooting waist up for the listener. Thank you, man.
But now he's like a grown adult and, you know, sleeping 2 hours a day, apparently.
Oh, Gerard, yeah. I took him straight to the hyperbolic time chamber from Dragon Ball Z so we could age him up to age 18 really quickly. We trained.
There's another game we play. Yeah.
We trained about 12 years straight already and then came back to the normal time. So that's why I look a little peaked under here is because I've been raising my son's level. I've basically been grinding with my son for the past 15 years to level him up in the hyperbolic time chamber so that when he gets to intercollegiate sports, he's going to crash. He's also going to be 35 at that point.
Well, yeah.
Ned.
That's like your own little episode of Outlander there.
So Gerard likes to pretend that he's one of the traveling Wilburys. Because he really liked his son really digs them.
Yeah, he's typically Tom Petty.
If you could be a traveling Wilbury, who would you be and why?
Well,
if I could be a traveling Wilbury,
yeah.
Who would I be and why?
Yeah.
Whoever's still alive.
No. You could be
traveling Wilburys. Is that
It's Roy Orbison.
That was the Teletubbies.
It's a super group.
The Care Bear. He's talking about the Care Bears.
If you don't know about it, then it's okay. I thought you might know.
No, you got to be Tom. You got to be Tom Petty, right?
Right on.
I think so.
Are you going to be Roy Orbison?
Yeah, there we go. That's what I'm talking about.
I think Roy Orbison is the traveling. He is the traveling Wilbury for the quarantine because I'm so bored with being lonely.
Yeah, I think that's who I would have to be as Roy Orbison because then I could.
Sounds like those Blue Angels are flying over. Oh no, we get JetBlue this time instead of the Blue Angels. Yet another shitty New York State flyover that was unnecessary waste of jet fuel. Thanks, guys. You really raised morale there with your afterburners. No, I mean, do you want to do something right? Furnish people with the equipment that they need. Don't fly.
No, agreed. Yeah, agreed. Agreed. Yeah. No,
you guys had excess up there. I thought fucking Cuomo bought too much stuff.
Oh my gosh, that guy.
Didn't he?
I don't know.
Maybe his brother had it all down in the basement.
Oh.
Zing. Zing, zang, zoom.
Their witty banter together is quite humorous.
We could easily go shot for shot if you want to go for idiot governors, Mr. Ned.
Yeah, exactly, right?
That's true.
I just want to hear Chris and Mario going, you know, the only thing to make it better is if Mario used a Super Mario voice, you know, when he was talking to him and be like, oh, it's not Mario though, is it? What's his name now?
I don't know if you know, Ned. You've been away a long time. It ain't Mario no more.
Andy, that's
right. Andy Cuomo? Andy. What the fuck's his name?
I just want to see them have each other in headlocks all the time, you know, and like the two brothers have both of themselves.
Because the governor will get hurt because the little brother's down in the basement working out all the time, getting buff.
Oh, is that what they call it now, working out?
Yeah. You see him doing those 100-pound dumbbells that weigh 10 ounces?
Do you see him hanging 100-pound dumbbells from his nipples? Which is what he seems to do.
The Andrew Cuomo nipple ring thing is pretty amazing.
Pretty hilarious. Yeah.
He had those things stretched like that one dude that was in Spartacus.
Oh shit.
Yeah. The other guy.
Oh my god.
He is asking for it.
I'm not sure we can top that, so we should probably just ask you for plugs.
Yeah, you got any plugs, Neb? We want to hear them.
I don't have any plugs other than I'm going to be doing. I don't think I can talk about what I'm going to be doing yet.
Catch me at the Comedy Shack in Peachtree in May 5th.
Yeah, go to Peachtree Corners.
I'm thinking about maybe getting plugs. I don't know. Maybe
you don't need it.
A bagel happening on the back of my head.
You don't need it.
Plugged up.
No, you're handsome.
Gosh, it's been. I mean, 3 years ago, you didn't need hair plugs. Has Bubba been really working that hard?
He's working the corners.
My arm is so shot that I can't even throw. I can only throw about 120 feet now, Danny. I can't even get it out past 150 feet, I don't think, anymore. Yes, I can. No, 150 is my top.
In a row?
He goes after long toss. That takes 150 throws to get it there. But he long tosses over like around 300 feet, like the length of the football field. I can only go like to the 50 yard line, so he has to take a bucket out there with him and throw me the rest of the ball.
I can't do that.
Yeah, so yeah, he's working me way too hard. But yeah. But yeah, 61, man, give me a break.
Yeah.
Jeremy, you know that Bubba, I would show Ned man boobs videos.
Why? Did you want to lose the friendship? Or
No, he liked it. Ned was into it, and somehow his son got into it too, and he caught his son watching man boobs videos in the bathroom because he didn't want to get in trouble.
In the bathroom?
Because he's watching, you know.
Yeah, man boobs, you know, that's all you have to say. Yeah.
Dirty jokes.
Yeah.
You gotta remember he was only 11 when the game
No, he wasn't in there for the wrong reasons.
Which reasons would those be?
Well, he was taking shit, probably, and watching man boobs.
Taking a shit and watching man boobs, man.
I hear it's a great laugh.
He thought it was Michael C. Marona does not like man boobs for whatever reason. He makes his own dirty jokes, but he doesn't like
it. I don't get it. What's not to like?
That's another. We're going to do a half hour on that. We're going to do a half hour on that coming up, Ned. Thank you. Just turn back around onto 20 fruit 25 there and hit a UAE.
Oh my God. I'm sitting in my driveway now.
75. It's Interstate 75.
I didn't know you lived on states on Interstate 75. Ned, congratulations, man. That's I'm glad you made the move.
No, I made it all the way. I made it all the way home. Freaking Marietta talking to you clowns.
Oh Lord.
Oh, that's where my cousin lives.
Now it's on.
Where? Marietta?
Yeah. There you have that.
Let's get her on the line.
There's the old school Kentucky Fried Chicken in Marietta with the old sign with the big.
Jeremy, can you call up the cousin and get him to verify?
Yeah, there's a lot of those old school KFCs around here.
Yeah, because it's finger licking good.
Okay. Brands we hate: KFC because it fucking sucks.
That's gross.
Right. Waffle House for closing in the face of a pandemic. Good job.
That's not a brand.
Waffle House is pretty good though, man. There's one on every corner down here.
I don't hate them. That was like a separate category of good job brands.
I forgot to put comma. Yeah.
Oh, good job, comma brands.
Ned, most of your social stuff is just your name, right? Or Ned underscore Luke.
Yeah, Ned underscore.
Is any of it Bubba's dad?
No,
everything's Ned Luke
either. But I'm thinking about changing it to Danny's dad.
Danny's dad, I like it. Well, because Danny's
dad gonna, on Instagram.
Because you know what they're going to call
Danny's dad in the game.
They call Alfie. They already call him when Danny walks around with the baby carriage before this whole pandemic thing. They were sitting across the street going, "Jimmy,
that's awesome,
Jimmy."
Poor Alfie's going to grow up with a complex.
Oh yeah. Well, when I post anything. Dude, anytime I post something about Alfie, there's always one or two GTA people that are like, "Well, Michael's a granddad." And then you're like, "Oh, that's weird. You must be from China or some other country because you're calling him a granddad. That's weird."
You can't put anything up anywhere without getting, you know, some reference of.
Back it off, Jeremy. You know, I can't see. To put it right in front of your face.
Yeah.
It's either Mike or it's where's GTA 6? What's the Chilliad mystery? I'm going to have Trevor come kill somebody. It's like unbelievable, man. It's like, you know. And if you put something up about your family, it's like, okay, I put a picture up of my wife for her birthday, right? Oh, it's my beautiful wife. Whatever, happy birthday.
Oh, hey,
it's Amanda. Is that Amanda? Oh, Amanda doesn't find out. You know.
I hope she doesn't find out about your pixelated wife. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, exactly. Or my pixelated wife doesn't find out about my flesh and blood wife.
Yeah. I think there was a Twilight Zone about this at some point.
Yeah. Was that the one where they took their masks off and they were ugly? And
that's my favorite. All right. Well, give us
Ned,
a look.
Thank you for talking to us.
Absolutely. Give him a look at Ned Luke, Ned underscore Luke on some things, I think.
Give Bubba a look when he's throwing that ball.
Yeah. Danny's at
You can see him too. He's Bubba Luke 27.
There you go.
There's an underscore in there, I Cheers. Thought, somewhere.
No underscore on Bubba.
Okay. No underscores. Bubba Luke 27.
Yeah, on both Instagram and Twitter. And of course, I'm at Ned underscore Luke. Okay. Give him How many followers do you have on Instagram now, Danny?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not really
flexing.
Sure.
Flexing. Flex time. Quarantine flex time. I'm loving it. Loving it.
100 grand.
Bullshit. I don't know. 20 plus thousand.
I don't know.
Ned's in the hundreds of thousands. What do you got? What do you got?
No, you want to know what the crazy thing is? Is since this quarantine started, I've picked up like 35,000 followers.
All right, you perverts.
Wow. Jeez.
Because people went back inside and rediscovered all your good material. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they started playing the game.
I think that's enough. I think that's enough to tell you right there, Rockstar.
I guess we should have done
You should get Ned back for Spoilers Casino.
And pay them.
Pay actors what they're worth. Solo. Pay them the money.
Dude, you should have called Solo on this thing. Damn, we weren't even thinking.
I know we weren't thinking, but I feel like we weren't thinking so much. We should have just done the Danny and Mike podcast on your Instagram Live since you have hundreds of thousands.
We'll do an IG Live next week.
Thank you, Ned.
Yeah, I'm into it.
Thanks for calling in, buddy. First time, long time.
Good to talk to you, Ned.
Thank you so much, Ned. Give us a look on Patreon, patreon.com/DannyMike, or check out the Last Podcast Network, lastpodcastnetwork.com. He's at Michael C. Marona. He's at D. Tamborelli. I'm at Remy Balin. Have a new podcast come out called Going Dork about UFOs and big feet and puppies.
Nerd.
Yeah, that. I guess that's all the housekeeping. Ned, thank you so much for joining us again. Appreciate it. And I'm pretty sure this one got recorded and it's going to be fine.
Ned, you be safe, buddy. I don't know if I recorded mine because I'm not the best recorder, but
I will figure it out.
Yeah.
Right. I know I didn't record mine because I want no history of this.
Yeah, we promise this one will be
a problem.
Thanks, man.
All right, drive safe.
All right, we'll see you.
All right. He's in his driveway.
Yeah. I'm in my driveway, yeah. Okay. Get out of the car safe. You're
all right,
old.
Park safe.
Watch it, old man.
We'll see you guys.
All right, see you later.
You too, you old fucker.
Bye.
Goodbye.
All right, boys.
Ned.
Good job. To everyone out there who is working during the pandemic, thank you so much for keeping everyone well-fed and taken care of. I don't know if you guys have words to say, but that's what I wanted to say. It's almost it is 7. We missed 7 o'clock.
Those are good words. So. We'll see you next week because we're trying to keep this a regular thing. Thanks for bearing with us.
Absolutely. We love you all and we'll see you next time.
Bye.
The Adventures of Danny and Mike stars Danny Tamborelli and Michael C. Marona. The show is produced by me, Jeremy Baylor. This podcast is part of the Last Podcast Network, which can be found at lastpodcastnetwork.com. Make sure to check that out for a ton of great shows. For more information on the guys, visit our website at dannyandmike.com. Also, look us up on Twitter at Danny and Mike with Yan spelled out, and on Facebook at facebook.com/theadventuresofdannyandmike. Thanks for listening.
This show is made possible by listeners like you. Thanks to our ad sponsors. You can support our shows by supporting them. For more shows like the one you just listened to, go to lastpodcastnetwork.com.